Well, today we have the continuation of John chapter 6. Yesterday we heard about the multiplication of the loaves and fish, how Jesus fed the 5,000 with just a few loaves and a few fish. And now the gospel continues with the crowd saying to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you?" He had just worked this great miracle. He had just fed 5,000 people with just a few loaves and a few fish. That, of course, was a great sign. That was a great miracle. And yet they were still so hard of heart and so slow to believe. In fact, what they wanted was daily bread. They wanted the Lord to feed them each and every day. They said to him, "What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, for it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So they weren't just satisfied with a one-time event of Jesus feeding the 5,000. They wanted him to do this every day, again and again and again, to make their lives easier so they wouldn't have to go to work. They could just follow the Lord around and get a free lunch plan, right, every day. They wanted these free meals all the time. And they said, "Well, you know, Moses gave us bread from heaven. What can you do?" Well, how does the Lord respond to that? Of course, the word in Scripture is manna. Manna was that mysterious bread that God used to feed the people. The word manna comes from the Hebrew word, which is actually a question, because they didn't know what it was, and so they called it manna, which means, "What is it?" So it really is called the "What is it?" bread. That's what manna means. In fact, I remember asking the children once at a CCD class, "Tell me, what is that mysterious bread that God gave the people that begins with the letter M?" And one kid said, "Matzah." Okay. I said, "Well, it's pretty close. It's manna." The word manna means, "What is it?" And so this was very mysterious bread. And the people in today's gospel said that, "We want you, Jesus, to give us, you know, this bread. If Moses could do it, certainly if you think you're greater than Moses, then you must do this as well. Give us bread from heaven." How does the Lord respond? He says, "Amen, amen, I say to you." So whenever the Lord Jesus says, "Amen, amen," it means truly, truly. So he's about to say something very solemnly. "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven." So they thought that Moses had worked the miracle. It wasn't Moses. "My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." He's talking about himself. He himself is the true bread from heaven. And so just to clarify this, they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." That sounds identical to what the woman at the well said when Jesus was at the well. And Jesus said, "I will give you living water." And the woman said, "Well, give me this water always so I don't have to keep coming to the well." And they said the same thing, "Sir, give us this bread always so we don't have to keep working. We can always come to you for the bread that we need." Then Jesus clarifies it and says, "I myself am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst again." So Jesus is saying that he himself is the bread of life. Don't focus on material bread. Don't focus on, you know, the manna that they ate in the Old Testament. I'm giving you something much greater. I'm giving you myself. And, of course, he would reveal himself at the Last Supper in the Holy Eucharist when he says, "This is my body, this is the cup of my blood." And in some of the beautiful commentaries on this passage, St. Augustine, in commenting on this, he says, "The Lord spoke of himself in a way that made him superior to Moses. For Moses never dared to say that he would give food which would never perish, but would endure for eternal life. Jesus promises much more than Moses. Moses promised a kingdom, a land flowing with milk and honey, good health and temporal blessings, plenty for the belly, but food that perishes. Whereas Christ promises food that will never perish and will endure for eternal life. Of course, that is the Holy Eucharist. Jesus would give us something much greater than the manna in the desert. He would give us himself, in a few moments even, his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. So Jesus is greater than Moses. The Eucharist is greater than the manna. The manna was only earthly food. The Eucharist is heavenly food. And let me end with a quote here from Pope Paul VI in his commentary on this passage. He talks about when you deal with the Eucharist, you have to have faith. That faith is required. Paul VI says, "In the first place, we want to remind you that the Eucharist is a very great mystery. Strictly speaking, to use the words of the sacred liturgy, it is the mystery of faith. This is something well known to you, but it is essential to the purpose of rejecting any poisonous rationalism. Many martyrs have witnessed to it with their blood." People have died for their belief in the Eucharist. "Distinguished fathers and doctors of the Church in unbroken succession have taught the Eucharist and professed it. We must, therefore, approach this mystery above all with humble reverence, not following human arguments, which ought to be hushed, but in steadfast adherence to divine revelation." Why do we believe in the Eucharist? Because God revealed it. Jesus said, "This is my body, this is the cup of my blood." We believe it, not because we can somehow make sense out of it rationally, but we believe it because it is divinely revealed. Jesus said, "This is my body, this is the cup of my blood." And we believe him because he is God. He can neither deceive nor be deceived.